biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Carrington, how you been?
Zach, how you been, man? It's been a long time. You and I haven't talked in a minute, man. I'm happy you have me on today.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So let me take you back to last week. I know you talk to Mahomes each and every week on your afternoon drive show in KC, and we just didn't know what Mahomes was going to be. As the week went on, it kind of felt like maybe that there was being made too much of a big deal out of this ankle, and he was clearly banged up in the game and may have even re-injured it. But what he did was just flat out ridiculous.
I mean, I think it's the most impressive effort that we've seen from Patrick Mahomes so far. I mean, you factor in his injury, as you alluded to, he wasn't 100%. You factor in the Travis Kelce injury. I don't know if you listened to his podcast or not earlier today, but he talked about some of the challenges that he had in the game. You talk about the injuries that happened over the course of the game. So Juju Smith-Schuster out, Mecole Hardman out, Kadarius Toney out. When you factor in all of those things, I mean, basically, a practice squad player was playing in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game in Marcus Kemp, and they still found a way to win against a team in Cincinnati who had been the hottest team in the league for the final 2 months of the year. I mean, I think what Patrick Mahomes did is a thing of legends. You know, it doesn't get that cool nickname. It's not the drive or the flu game, but it's one of the most impressive individual athlete efforts that I've ever seen.
You may be more well-versed in this, but just when I think right off the top of my head, the most impressive moments in his career, definitely what happened over the weekend, a part of the conversation, that 24-0 comeback against the Texans in just the second quarter is there, the 13 seconds a year ago against the Bills to force that game into overtime, and then clearly the Super Bowl coming back against that Niners defense. How would you kind of rank those four in terms of what impresses you the most just from 1 to 4?
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I'd throw in, I don't think it's nearly as impressive, but I think it's worth part of the conversation. Against Tennessee, I mean, he made one of the great playoff runs that we've ever seen. You know, that run where he scores the touchdown and he starts to flex, at that moment I was pretty convinced that the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl. I would put this at 1. I'd probably put the Super Bowl at 2. I mean, they were down 20-10 in the Super Bowl with 8 minutes to go and won by double digits. Like, when you just say that out loud, it's pretty incredible. I'd say 13 seconds against the Bills. I mean, that was just, it doesn't matter, time, situation. Like, we are going to find a way to win this football game. I can't remember the one you had fourth, but that's probably the one I would put it for. But that's how I would rank it. I mean, this is what I've been saying this week on my show. I think that Joe Burrow is an incredible quarterback. I think that Herbert's incredible. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Like, there are a lot of great quarterbacks in the league. We got to stop comparing Patrick Mahomes to these mere mortals. Like, 5 years he's been the starting quarterback of the Chiefs. 3 Super Bowl appearances, 5 AFC Championship appearances. The 2 losses happened in overtime. 2 NFL MVPs, 2 seasons in which he's thrown for 5,000 yards. 1 season he threw 50 touchdowns back when they were playing 16 games. Like, Patrick Mahomes is on the Tiger Woods, Serena, Jordan level so far with what he's accomplished. Not Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. Those guys just don't have nearly the resume of Mahomes. And again, that's no disrespect to those quarterbacks. I love Burrow. I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. Herbert doesn't have a resume at this point that we should even begin to consider anywhere close to what Patrick Mahomes is doing.
The best argument for that, you know, out of the quarterbacks that are young now was Burrow, just because he beat him 3 straight times. And if he would have beat him, let's say, a 4th time and then go get another victory and win the Super Bowl – you look at Mahomes, the 2 MVPs, you could still go that way, but it was just a head-to-head matchup where I think that was such a big conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Joe Burrow is Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson is an all-time great golfer. He's not Tiger Woods, though. You know what I mean? Like, you and I played Tiger Woods PGA Tour growing up, not Phil Mickelson PGA Tour growing up. So Phil's incredible. Phil has had one of the great golf careers that we have ever seen. He was not a phenomenon the way that Tiger Woods is. So that's maybe the best comparison. There's certainly a rivalry between Kansas City and Cincinnati. There's certainly a rivalry between Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. But let's not put those two in the same category, not just yet. Burrow has to do a lot more to be lumped in with Patrick Mahomes.
Carrington Harrison here with us. You know, outside of the Super Bowl, because that's just on a different level, I still think that second quarter against the Texans, where they enter, you know, they're down 24-0 early after the field goal, and there's about 10 minutes left in the quarter. They had the lead at the end of that quarter, and they ended up winning the game 51-31. That, to me, is what takes the top outside of the Super Bowl for most impressive moment.
Yeah, I'll never forget this. I was actually at that game. I was
like, that's just stupid, Carrington. That one quarter, not a whole game, one quarter.
It's crazy. So, Gil, I mean, you certainly heard people say this, that they don't believe in momentum. That momentum is not a real thing. I'm telling you, I felt it at Arrowhead that day. Like, there was a moment I remember. I can have my producer at the time call you and tell you this story. Whenever Daniel Sorensen gets that tackle when Houston runs that fake punt,
yeah,
Kansas City is down 24-7 when this happens. I looked at my producer and said, the Chiefs are about to win this game. You can just feel it. Like, you could just get a sense, based on how Houston was playing, based on how Kansas City clearly had momentum. Hey, we're still in this. Hey, we're still in this. Arrowhead was rocking. Like, I felt momentum. The only other time I had felt that, so I was actually at the wild card game between the Chiefs and the Colts, where Andrew Luck had that big comeback, and it was almost the same identical thing. You could just feel it in the building that the Colts were about to win this game. Momentum is a real thing, man.
Talking to Carrington Harrison. So I never thought the Tyreek Hill thing was that big of a deal in the regular season. But we talk about all these comebacks. I was just wondering if there was a spot this year where, like, the Chiefs are down by 10 in the postseason with how quickly you would go to Tyreek Hill to make up those yards to get into the end zone, if that's where they would finally miss him. But I guess after this weekend, I know that they were in control early, and I don't get how you could doubt the Chiefs. Like, they had no one lining up at wide receiver. They still found a way to pull this off.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I thought the Chiefs were going to finish 11-6 this year, win their division, lose in the second round of the playoffs, and we also say, hey, they had a really good year, but there are some things they need to do to get back at a championship level. It's funny because I would say from an individual talent standpoint, I still don't think the Chiefs are, like, super impressive. Like, you look at their running back room, you look at the wide receiver room, you look at the defense, like, it's not chock full of names like Philadelphia has or San Francisco has or even Cincinnati to a certain extent. Like, those teams just have better, well-known, homegrown players, so to speak. Man, the Chiefs just play really cohesive, complementary football that in the AFC Championship game, it was a little bit of everything. You know, it was the offense of Patrick Mahomes. It was the defense. Cincinnati had the ball two times with less than 10 minutes to go and got 0 points. Burrow threw an interception, and then they had to punt back to Kansas City. Special teams-wise, Harrison Butker played really well. Sky Moore had the big punt return. Like, this maybe isn't their best team that they've put together. I would say their best team was actually the team that lost to Tampa Bay. I'd put the team that beat San Francisco ahead of this team as well, but they just have a special, special quarterback. Like, I know people might get tired of hearing the praise for Patrick Mahomes. I'm telling you, as somebody that has seen every single snap of Patrick Mahomes' career, he is just different, man.
Hey, it reminds me a lot, and this is coming from a Patriot fan. You look at Brady and Gronk, that was just unstoppable. You look at Mahomes and Kelce, that's pretty much unstoppable. It's not like the Patriots, when Brady and Gronk were together, had these exceptional other complementary pieces. Like, Edelman turned out to be a really good player, but no one really viewed him as elite. Like, Danny Amendola was solid. When you have a Mahomes and a Kelce and a Brady and a Gronk, it makes it easier to fill in all those other pieces.
Yeah, so we talked about this on my radio show today, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts. If you're ranking quarterbacks all time, how many can you definitively put ahead of Mahomes? I'm saying no argument. Everybody agrees that if you stand up in the barbershop and you say this name, nobody gets upset. I think the list is maybe 4. I would say it's Brady, Montana, Peyton Manning, and John Elway. Like, you can't tell me definitively that Dan Marino is better than Patrick Mahomes. The only thing he did better was play longer. Well, if you're telling me longevity is the only thing where Mahomes has more MVPs, more Super Bowl appearances, like, all right, I'll give Patrick Mahomes that. A lot of people on the text line earlier were arguing Drew Brees. Like, Drew Brees, same case. Like, Drew Brees never won MVP. Patrick Mahomes had won it twice. He only went to the Super Bowl one time. Mahomes has been there three times. You can't definitively put Drew Brees over Patrick Mahomes all time. Like, we're at the point where in 5 years, I think you can argue that he's already a top 10 quarterback with the ability to keep moving up, obviously, as his career continues.
Yeah, I know older people are going to tell you unitas and things like that. It's just, it's so weird for me, Carrington, to have that conversation because it's just so young in his career. Like, what he did so far is so impressive. He could go to the Hall of Fame tomorrow if, let's say, God forbid, he suffered a career-ending injury. But I just got to see him play for five more years before you start to think where he ranks on that list. But you're right. Like, now we're in this society where a guy goes onto the scene and has a ridiculous 3-4-year, 5-year run. And I know what we're seeing right now just doesn't usually happen. It's okay. How do we factor him into the greatest of all time conversation?
I mean, some people we just know. I mean, you and I were alive to see Tiger Woods. I mean, you and I didn't need to see 10 years of Tiger Woods golf to understand. Yeah. Hold on. He did that at Augusta. You know what I mean? Like, nobody does that at Augusta. Like, we realized that really on with Tiger Woods, that I just think there's always a certain group of people. Like, you and I didn't need to see Steph Curry shoot a basketball for 10 years to identify. Hold on. I've never seen anybody shoot a basketball the way that he does. He's the best I've ever seen do it. Like, there's always that handful of guys that are there that I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady or pass those accomplishments. 10 Super Bowls, 7 wins. Incredible. Like, Brady's a GOAT. Everybody denied everybody. But if you're telling me just pure watching the two quarterbacks play, watching his skill set, watching his creativity, arm angles, his way to improvise, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback we have ever seen.
Now, with that being said, Brady did beat him twice in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, and again, nobody is denying Tom Brady's accolades. Like, Tom Brady is, if you want to talk about, like, greatest winner we've ever seen, I know people say Bill Russell. It's just a very different era of sports in general. I would put Brady ahead of Jordan. I put Brady ahead of Tiger. I mean, the Patriots did it for 20 years. Like, you think about
Stupid. The
salary cap and just and the change and all of those kind of stuff. Like, what they did, I mean, for him to be the quarterback for 20 years and they go to the Super Bowl as many times as they did, it's just absolutely remarkable. And I'm just saying, like, pure watching the position. Like, at some point, you're going to have Baby Gelb, and you're going to show Baby Gelb the greatest quarterbacks of all time. When you show him the Patrick Mahomes highlights, you ain't got to show him 15 minutes. Show him, like, 2 minutes of him playing football, and he will understand how great Patrick Mahomes was.
Now, with that being said, and this is not me talking down about Mahomes, I absolutely love Mahomes, and he's wonderful. I'll never forget when he was coming out of college, they were begging radio shows to put him on at Radio Row. Now, if he showed up, he would be there for 5 interviews and would make all the money and wouldn't even need to do more than that. But with all that being said, when you look at Mahomes, it is surprising to me that he's not won another Super Bowl yet. Now, we know he loses to Brady. He had no offensive line in that game. Last year is the first time you could really criticize him with how it ended towards the first half, and he's ever able to regroup in the second half. Like, obviously, this is a big game. It's Super Bowl and all that. But if he wins this one, this starts to put that dynasty talk back on. And that's why I just can't wait to see how this is going to play out coming up next Sunday.
I mean, I would say that if the Chiefs win on Sunday, they are a dynasty because this is what I would argue, though. With the way that the NFL is right now, so this was a topic we had a couple of days ago, there are 10 teams in league history that have been to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. Only one team has done it post-free agency and post-salary cap. You can't build a team the way the Cowboys did in the 90s. You can't build a team the way the Steelers did in the 70s, the Niners in the 80s. All respect to those dynasties. Like, think about just the Chiefs Super Bowl from 2 years ago against Tampa Bay. Like, Tyreek Hill gone. Like, Tyrann Mathieu gone. Like, free agency, player movement, those things just change. If you're telling me that the Chiefs in the modern era of football with the way salary cap and players change, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, 5 AFC championship games and 2 Super Bowls, that seems like a dynasty to me.
When we get to the health of the Chiefs, by the way, I saw that they said today that it's probably not likely that Mecole Hardman's going to play. What's the latest on Juju and Kadarius Toney when you get to the other players that got banged up last weekend?
I think there's optimism around both of those guys. I mean, this was their first practice after the AFC Championship game, so this is just all initial stuff. So the fact that they've already basically ruled out Mecole Hardman should tell you that he's seriously injured. there's optimism around Juju. There's optimism around Tony and Sneed, their top corner. He got the concussion early on in the game, so we'll see what his status is. I don't want to not answer your question, but I mean, we're talking about the Wednesday, Thursday before a Sunday game. I don't think we'll have a clear understanding of who's going to play and not going to play until this time next week. Next Wednesday, next Thursday, we'll know if Tony's playing. We'll know if Juju's playing, if those guys are full participant in practice. It's just way too early on in the cycle.
Wrapping up with Carrington Harrison, just two more before we let you run. I think maybe the most underrated part about the Chiefs, and we know how great Chris Jones is, right? You know how great Frank Clark is. Their play with Trent McDuffie, the rookie, on the field compared to him off the field has been a big difference on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at their draft class, man, I don't want to go through the Chiefs' entire draft class, but they had seven rookies contribute in the AFC Championship game that you, I'm sure you talked about on your show how hard it is to win once you pay your starting quarterback, and now you got to build around it. Well, you got to build around it by drafting really well and drafting impact guys and starters, and the Chiefs have done that. Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson, I mean, so many guys in that game made plays that, I mean, if the Chiefs are going to keep this run going, if they're going to win three of these, four of these, and Mahomes is going to go to five or six Super Bowls over the course of his career, they've got to continue to hit in the draft, and you got to make tough decisions. And you're a Patriots fan, you know. You can't say yes to everybody in a salary cap league. You got to say no to somebody at sometimes. The Chiefs said no to Tyreek Hill. They've turned that into really productive players. Chris Jones is going to ask for an extension at the end of this year. What does his contract look like? Orlando Brown's going to ask for a new deal. What does that look like? So this team has some difficult decisions. How they answer those, how they address them, and how they continue to draft will determine if they can keep going.
Last thing I'll ask you, Carrington Harrison, doesn't mean they're going to win the game, but do you agree that the Eagles are the better team?
I do think so. I mean, if we're going 1 through 53, I do think the Eagles are the best roster in the league. But this is what I think. Let's say this game is close with 8 minutes to go. Are you taking the team that has Patrick Mahomes or the team that has Jalen Hurts on their team? And I think Jalen Hurts is fantastic. Mahomes is just different in this. To me, Philadelphia wins because their offensive line just completely dominates and they run for 175 yards, which is certainly a possibility in this game. It's just something about the Chiefs. It's something about this team. It's something about Mahomes that just, it makes me really leery to bet against, especially in a coin flip game like this. I think these two teams are fairly even. You might give Philly the slight edge, 52-48. I will always take my chances with Mahomes in that scenario.
I can't wait to see, though, the athleticism matchup of Hassan Reddick going up against Mahomes, because I've been watching Hassan since we were classmates together at Temple. That is going to be one heck of a matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this game. I was watching ESPN.
It's a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they did their, you know, their football predictive index, I think it is, FPI, and they had both teams with a 50% chance of winning. Like, right now, I could adamantly argue Kansas City win this game. I could adamantly argue Philadelphia winning this game. Like, you could make strong cases on both sides, which I just want to see a clean played game. I don't want the officials to be an issue on Monday where, you know, whenever you turn on TV, they're talking about the officiating. Like, these are really talented, really well-coached, great quarterbacks, two amazing fan bases. I just want to see a great Super Bowl next week.
Carrington Harrison, really do appreciate the time. Thanks for the insight.
Of course, Zach, man. I appreciate you.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.